Now, what do you usually call a thing that you put in a pistol, you know, in a revolver? You want to shoot a revolver, what would you call a thing that you put in there?
Pistol cartridges?
Yes, ma'am. And let's see, I'll ask you a couple of questions about some of the kind of things that children play with. Have you ever seen the kind of thing that the children will take up? Or maybe they'll get a stump or something like this, and they'll lay a plank over it, go up and down like that. What do they usually call?
Seesaw.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. And that, have you ever seen it when they would take it? Maybe they'd nail that, or anchor that plank down somehow and go round and round?
Yes, I've seen that.
What do they usually call that?
Merry-go-round.
And,
Well, flying Jenny, which was it?
I'm not sure, you know,
I'm not either.
By the time I came along, we had seesaw, but people mostly had things like that. They bought, you know, they came with these gym sets, these swing sets.
I don't remember what it was called, a flying Jenny or
a merry-go-round.
And was a flying Jenny and a merry-go-round about the same thing? Or was
yeah.
It about the same thing? And did you ever see the kind of contraption that people use in some parts of the country? I don't know if they have it here or not. But they'll have a real limber plank, and they'll fix it at both ends, and so children can bounce up and down on the board. Have you ever seen one of those kind of contraptions? Don't use the hammer in here. And let's see. Another thing that children do sometimes, they'll take a piece of tire, a piece of leather, or something like that, and throw a rope up over a tree, and make them fasten a seat down in there. What would they usually call that?
We just call it a swing.
And if you say you went outside and saw two children and they were playing on that seesaw, what would you say they were doing? Say they were what? They were.
Well, I don't know.
And we talked earlier about the kitchen and so forth. Did you tell me did y'all ever use coal in the stove?
Oh, we would.
Did any people around here much use coal?
No, not around here.
Would you know what they would call the kind of container, the container that you carry coal in? Did they have any special?
No, I don't know, but they had a name for them, but I don't know what it was.
Did you ever hear them call that a coal scuttle or anything like that? A coal bucket?
Yeah, coal bucket, wasn't that what they were called?
And what about in your stove, the thing that would run, say, from the stove to the chimney, what would they usually call that? Say they ran up from your stove to the chimney.
Stove pipe?
Yes, ma'am. And is that the same thing as a stove flue? Is there a difference?
Or well, the stove flue run outside the house.
Oh, so it's on the outside.
It's built of brick.
And the chimney's on, the stove pipe's on the inside.
Uh-huh.
Is it usually made of metal or something like that?
Yeah, you put your stove pipe to your stove and then run it up through that place in the top of the house that was fixed for that. And that was called the stove flue on out then.
Yes, ma'am. Now, sometimes people used to use, I guess they still use these things as a vehicle that you might carry something heavy in. It's got one wheel there on the front and you pick it up and push it like this. What would they usually call that?
Wheel.
Did you ever hear anybody call that a Georgia buggy?
No, I don't believe I have.
Oh, we're just mostly calling it a wheelbarrow. And what did you usually use to sharpen your knife with?
Well, they had a rock, a wood rock.
How big was that usually?